Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We just thank God for you. We thank God for you and you. And we bless you. Yes, we bless you. We come in Jesus' holy name, huh? In Jesus' holy name. We thank him. We thank him. We know that there are so many things that are going on, but we have to hold on. Just hold on. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And this is what we believe. This is what we walk through. We walk by faith and not by sight. Yes. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. Yes, we thank him. We thank him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes, yes, yes. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth. They adore him. Him. We can express thankfulness in every part of our daily lives. Colossians 3 and 17. We can do this. We can do it. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You're not alone. No matter whatever it is that you're in or what you're coming out of or what you're getting ready to go in, you're not alone. You're never alone. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come together and learn more about you, God, and allow your word to speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, God. Oh, Master, we're just grateful today. We ask, God, that you teach us how to be thankful. Teach us how to be grateful. Teach us, oh, God, as only you can teach. And we will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Yeah, we thank God. We thank him. Go get you some water, and we're just going to sup for a minute. We're going to sup. Yeah, we're going to sit at the feet of Jesus, and we're going to just sup for a moment. We've been studying thankfulness, thanksgiving, thankful. How to be grateful, how to have a grateful attitude. As we continue to talk about the lives of thankfulness, we see more and more how some folks are just not thankful. They're not thankful for anything. No, having the gift of life should be plenty to be grateful for. What about good health? That should be taken under consideration also. Many folks wish for it, and few have it. Being able to move around, to raise your hands, to speak just a word, just to say something. For some of us, that is a challenge. Just to get dressed on our own, by ourselves. Should I continue on? Because there is so much to be thankful for. If you're listening to me, then you're able to breathe. And you have ears. Glory to God. You have ears that you can hear. You should be grateful. You should be thankful. Thankful for the little things. Thank you for the big things. Yes, yes. We're going to just go quickly into Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, and it tells us that, let's go quickly there, it speaks to us, yeah, it speaks to us, and it says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything, tell God what you need, and thank him for all he has done. Stop worrying, instead pray. Pray to God. And when you pray to him, then you listen, because prayer is a dialogue. Yeah, one moment you talk, and then the next moment you listen. Yeah, so both parties have something to say. You're speaking and God is listening to you, and then God will speak to you. Thanks. Thanks for everything. Thank you, God. Yeah, thank him. Thank him for what he's doing now, and thank him for what he's going to do. Yeah, we should be grateful. We should have a grateful heart. We should have a grateful attitude of praise and thanksgiving to God. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. And we are his children, and we should be thankful. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to do verse 4. And it says, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loves us so much. The love of God. The love of God that has been shown to all of us. The agape. The agape. The Greek word for love. The agape love. Yes, the love. That's unconditional. The love, in spite of love, huh? That's what he has for us. Yeah, in spite of. No matter what we've done, no matter how we've lived, no matter what we've said, he loves us. He loves us. Who can love us? Who can love us like that? Nobody. Nobody can love us like that. We know that today people will love you 1 second, and the next second, they're no longer in love with you. Huh? You're my friend right now, and then tomorrow you're not. Verse 5 says that even while we were dead because of sin, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. Glory to God. Glory to God. We should always be thankful. We should always be grateful for a new life, another chance, huh? That only he could give to us. A chance for him to redeem us. Yeah, we have been redeemed. We have been washed. Glory to God. Washed in the blood. By the crucified one, he washed us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we are washed. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. Now, we're talking about being thankful. Just being thankful for life. Being thankful for our families. Being thankful for our parents, our jobs. Just being thankful that we were able to wake up and see this day, a day that we never saw before. Just to be grateful, just to be thankful, to be able to say, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we know that there are some that are ailing, some that are in pain, racking with pain, but we trust you, God. Oh, Master, yeah, we trust you, God. That you would breathe on them, oh God. And that pain would cease, Master. We ask you, oh God. And we've seen you, God. We've seen your acts of kindness, oh God. We've seen your miracles. We've seen your works, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give thanks, God. We give praises to you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, as members of the new covenant, we are to give thanks to God, who makes us his captives, listen to that, and leads us alone in Christ, triumphantly, triumphant procession. He leads us. Yeah. We allow him to take lead. Yeah. We need a savior. Yeah. We need someone to save us from ourselves. pick us up out of the mark and the mire, to turn us around, to put our feet on a solid foundation. Glory to God. We needed someone. Glory to God. And we should ever be thankful. We should ever be grateful for that someone. Jesus is his name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Call his name. Jesus is his name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God for redeeming. For redeeming us. Thanks be to God for setting us free. Setting us free from bondage. Yeah. We're able to walk. We're able to walk in victory through him who is takes us through the holy walk. He takes us through a holy journey. Yeah. An everlasting walk. A just walk. A righteous walk. Hallelujah. Make sure you're following him. Make sure you're letting him lead. Glory to God. He is our Father. We are his children. And we know that Jesus is our brother. And we just thank him. We thank him for what he's doing. We thank him for what he's already done. We say hallelujah to you, Lord. Oh, we give thanks to you, God. I just have to stop and just give you praise right now, God. Master, we know that they have bereaved families all over the land, God, who need you, God, who need a touch. They need to hear from you, God. They need some peace, oh God, the peace that you can only give them, God, that comes and surpasses all their understanding, God. Oh, Master, we know that you are omnipotent. And we give you praise, God. We give you praise, God. We say hallelujah to you, God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for your only son, oh God, who you allowed to come down through generations, oh God, to redeem man. Oh, Master, we are grateful. We say thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for life itself. Thank you, God, for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for protecting us, God. Thank you for longevity, God, that only you can give us, Master. We thank you, God. We're going to move quickly into 1 Kings chapter 17. And here we see that we can see that there was a widow woman. Yeah, a widow woman. Look at this. Yeah, there was a widow woman. Yeah. She was in the city of Haraphat. Yeah, yeah. And here we see that. I want you to just stay with me with this. And 1 Kings chapter 17, because here we see that God, hallelujah, is sending the prophet Elijah. He is sending the prophet Elijah, glory to God, and he tells him to get up. And where is he getting up from? Let's look at that real quickly. Elijah, where is he getting up from? We're going to go quickly with this. Elijah, in 1 Kings chapter 19, it says here that Elijah, I'm just going to do verse 3 and 4, and it says Elijah, he went to Beersheba, a town outside of Judah, and he left all his servants. He left them. He left them. He wanted to be alone. Verse 4 says, he then went into the desert. He traveled all day. He sat down under the solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He said, I have had enough. Yeah. He said, take my life, for I am no better than any of my ancestors. Prophet Elijah is on the run from Queen Jezebel. She has just declared war on him, that she was going to kill him. She was going to kill him where he stood. And here we see that Elijah is just tired. He's tired. He's having a meltdown. He's going into depression. And along comes our God. Oh, glory to God. Our God, who tells Elijah to get up. And he tells him to go. And he tells him to go to the widow woman. Yeah. Now, I want you to stay with me, because we're talking about giving thanks. We're talking about being grateful. We're talking about having a grateful attitude. We're talking about giving praise to our Most High God. That's what we're talking about. Elijah had just finished a meltdown before going to her. He had just finished. He had just said that he wanted to die. He had just said that it was all over for him, that he wasn't worthy. He was just as bad as his ancestors. He had just openly confessed. Verse 12 says, she, the widow woman, she swears that she don't have a single piece of bread, but only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil. This is what she say. She was going to gather some sticks to cook her last meal, and that she and her son, listen to me, was going to die. Giving up. It was all over. I don't see any hope in none of this. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm tired. Listen to me. Having a meltdown. Having a meltdown. Being sad. Being sorrowful. Being wore out. Being overwhelmed. Are you listening to me? Overwhelmed. Being tired. Feeling you're at the end of your rope. The feeling that it's no use in going on. Telling God that you want to go on and die. Listen to me. Here we see a prophet, Elijah, who was very strong and courageous and mightiful. But he's showing us here that I'm human. I'm human. I have feelings. I have a heart. I get overwhelmed just as well as the next one. Glory to God. But oh, faithful God, who never gives up on us, who is always ever present for us. Hallelujah. Ever present. Who loves us unconditionally. No matter what we see, no matter what we say, he still loves us. And at our very, very weak moment, he can see that we can be used. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. We can be used. Should we give him praise? Should we thank him? Look at this. Look at this lesson. Verse 13 says, Elijah, who was depressed. Listen at that. He begins to encourage her. He tells her to go on and cook that cake, but bake a small one for him too. Listen to that. And there will still be talking to anybody? Anybody that been down this road or feeling fed up, tired, it's over with? Look at God. Only God can put two depressed folks together. Two depressed people together. Two folks in need of spiritual support to come together. Glory to God. Should we give him praise? Should we thank him? Look at this. God, he gets a praise. How do he get a praise? God gets a praise because Elijah told her this. He said, the God of Israel says, there will always be plenty of flour and oil left in your canister until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crop grows again. The word again means that it grew before. Hallelujah. Anybody listen to what I'm saying? It grew one time before. And God is saying it's not over until I, glory to God, I say it's over. Give him praise. Thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are two people who have just told God that they were going to do the last things. That they wanted to die. They wanted this. They wanted to just for everything to be over. But oh God, the God who loves us unconditionally says not so fast. It is not over until I say it's over. Glory to God. Anybody dead? No. Both are alive and well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I said. Ain't nobody died. Nobody died. Glory to God. Because God is the God of life. Yeah, he's a God of life. Did you hear me? He's a God of new chances. Chances and chances. He's that God. Should we give him praise? Yes, we should. Should we be grateful to him? Yes. We should thank him for Jesus. Thank him for his protection. Thank him for how he watches over us, how he takes care of us, even when we can't take care of ourselves. Glory to God. He loves us. Even when we come to the end, when we feel that we're at the end of our rope and we're ready to just throw up our hands, hallelujah. He's ever present. And he reminds us that it's not over. It's not over. It is not over until God says it's over. God has the final say-so. God has the final say-so, people. God. Hallelujah. He has the final say-so. And the Holy Spirit led Elijah. It led him. Why? Because Elijah was obedient. He was obedient. Even through the meltdown. Even through the period of feeling overwhelmed. Even the widow. She listened to what God had to say. As he spoke to her through the prophet. Hallelujah. Should we give him praise? Yes. Should we give him honor? Yes. He's an ever-present God. Hallelujah. Even when we get overwhelmed. Even when we get tired. He knows how to take over and directs us. He keeps us. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And he's doing that. Even though we, many times we don't see it, we don't understand it, but he is doing what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. And he knew that at some point in some time that we would get overwhelmed. We would have a meltdown. He knew that. Just as he guided Elijah to the widow woman so he could encourage her. Glory to God. So he's talking to you. And he's talking to me. And he's reminding us that even through the meltdown, even through the overwhelming periods that we experience in our lives many times, it's not over. It is not over until God, God says, it's over. Yeah, God has the final say so. He is our Redeemer. Yeah, he walks with us. He talks with us. Glory to God. Along the narrow way. Oh, he is our keeper. Hallelujah. He's our keeper, I said. When we feel that we just can't make it anymore. Hang on there. Just hang on. Hang on. Knowing that God has the reassurance, huh? He reassures us. He comes and he gives us refreshments. He gives us a freshness. Hallelujah. Oh, and he renews us. He renews our minds. Hallelujah. Because he's God. Let us pray. Father God, we just come thanking you, Master, for this day. Thanking you for the opportunity that you've given us, God. To be thankful, God. Thankful, God. All the time to be thankful, God. To thank you for Jesus. Thank you. Because he didn't come down. He could have came down. But he chose to stay up there for us, oh God. Thank you. For sending him, oh God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We know that we have listeners, oh God, who may not have a relationship with you, God. But we ask you right now, oh God, to hear their hearts. To hear them, oh God. Listen to their hearts, God, as they cry out to you. Cry out to you, Master. And ask you, God, to teach them. Teach them your way. Teach them your will. Teach us, God, so we can walk in your will, in your way, every day. In Jesus' holy name. And we thank him. Amen. Amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian, and back here with us on next Friday at 8 o'clock with Victorious Living. We're thankful. We're grateful. And we thank God for you. We thank God for protecting you and keeping you every day, not just today. But every day, protecting you as you go to and fro, as you go in and as you go out, even when you lay down and when you get up, to keep you, to protect your children. Yes, protect your loved ones. To keep you. And we will give him all praise and all honor. In Jesus' name, amen.